Thank you all for taking your valuable time to attend another webinar of TechNet Benelux. My name is Dieter Wijkmans, and I'm going to take you through getting into OMS as fast as possible. This is, in fact, a second part of a two-part or even more part series. I think a couple of months ago, I did another session on what is OMS, what's it all about. It's also on Channel 9. And the title itself is even what OMS, what is it all about? So if you want to get started fast, this is basically the two different sessions you could attend to see what OMS is all about and how you can actually start up a POC in your environment or start using it as quick as possible. First, a little bit about myself. My name is Dieter Wijkmans. I'm based in Belgium. I've put my prettiest picture on there. I had a lot of effort to smile, so beneath that picture is my email address. Again, IM is closed during this session, but if at one point you have a question, please feel free to reach out, send me an email. I've added my Twitter handle there as well. That's @DieterWijkmans, so it's not that hard to remember. Feel free to reach out, connect whatsoever. I document all my experience on the System Center, OMS, and all the other topics there. And when I started with System Center, it was a great resource to see a lot of things flying by in the Twitter sphere. So I'm a huge fan of Twitter. And again, I'm not good in hiding online. So if you want to reach out and have a question during this session or even when you are looking at the recording on Channel 9, reach out. In the middle, I've added a small picture of my hobby. I try to keep a 1972 Beetlebug on the road, and when the weather is fine, I take it out. And the funny thing is on that car, it always brings a smile to people who see the car, so that's pretty cool. My job is managing consultant CoreTech Benelux. We started CoreTech Benelux to help our customers navigate through the System Center world, and also recently, of course, OMS and EMS. So those are two things which are really into our sphere. I'm a board member of the System Center User Group Belgium. We try to do these kind of webinars, but also offline events, to help people and to engage with peers and whatsoever, so that's fine. My blog is there as well, that's scriff.be/Dieter. And last but not least, all my community efforts got noticed by Microsoft apparently, because I received the CDM MVP since 2014. But enough about me. Another small thing, I have a bit of a cold, so if you hear me coughing, I apologize. People who've seen my sessions before, they know that I always start with my motto, and that's never changed over the 5 years I'm doing this kind of sessions. And the motto is very simple. It's don't overthink. It's doing common things uncommonly well that brings success. Again, as long as I still see people just focusing on big things right away, but not taking care of the small things during a project, this is still on my slides. So apparently, I still came across some people who dive in right away for the big things and neglect the small things. In my belief, there's a big gain in those as well. So what's the goal of today? Not to waste your valuable time, of course, when you are attending at this point or when you're seeing this recording. The goal for today is very simple. We continue after the previous webinar. The previous webinar, which I mentioned before, is what OMS is all about. I have 1 hour, so it's a little bit strict on timing. And in that webinar, I explained basically what OMS is all about, how you can actually get it, and how you can set it up. Well, we're going to continue after that. We are going to explore the vast possibilities of OMS and the better together policy, or the better together policy of Microsoft. And I'm going to give you a start to implement your scenarios. OMS and Operations Manager is moving towards a more scenario-based based platform. So if you have a scenario where you need to monitor something, OMS is a very flexible system to implement those scenarios. So to reach those goals, we have a small agenda. In the OMS sphere, and also to position the start of this webinar, what's already in OMS and what you need to actually do all the things I'm going to showcase you during this hour. What's available for my monitoring scenarios? Again, it's better to think in scenarios instead of just monitoring components, because most of the companies do want to monitor their scenarios and not only the server. They want to make sure that their business services are running. We're going to implement and understand solutions, more on that later. And of course, we're going to use the search query. This is a cool new feature, and it's basically not that hard to learn if you have some small, quick tips and tricks, which I'm going to show you, of course. So the first part of this webinar is basically, where are we today? I'm going to showcase you what you actually need and what I've explained during the first webinar. So during the first webinar, I explained how to connect machines and how to connect your management group, what's the benefits of both, what are the disadvantages of both. We are getting data in our workspace. A workspace is basically our small blob of OMS in the huge Azure environment, and where we are looking at solutions. So at this point, we managed to connect our machines to OMS. We get data in, we verify that data is coming in. we have our test subscription again. If you want to start using OMS, there's a free tier of 500 megabytes and a retention of 7 days. So just if you want to play with it, just open with your Microsoft account a workspace and start working with it. So that's what we are today. We are at the brink of using the force of OMS to actually get things done. So if we are at that point, I'm just browsing through the slides a little bit faster because I have a lot of demos going on. But you can always see the slides later on because the demos are the cool part of the webinar, right? So what is available? We are standing in the door of OMS, and we want to discover what's available, what can help me to give my users insights in their applications or whatsoever. There are four blocks where the solutions are positioned in. First of all, we have log analytics. Log analytics, every event log, there are standard event logs, and you can even check which version of or which event level you want to upload. And of all these events, there are things also collected that you can do searches on, which I'm going to show you later on. But you're going to collect, correlate, and act on log data. Log data is very important. As we know, if you have an ops manager background, everything is stored into the event log, but it's very hard to actually get things out of there because you already need to know what's in there. With OMS, all the event logs are uploaded, and you get a nice overview, and it's up to you with a search query to actually see what's going on. But at the back end, a lot of solutions are using this log data to create insights. So that's a cool first thing. Second one is IT automation. You can use OMS as a dashboard to check out your IT automation. You can orchestrate complex and repetitive operations, and OMS will give you the insights or the view to start working with Azure automation. A third one, which is, in my opinion, one of the most important and significant updates, is security and compliance. You can identify, assess, and mitigate security risks. And this is based on the huge debates that Microsoft is receiving on the BPAs. It used to be a best practice analyzer, which you had to run on site. But now Microsoft is giving you, based on all the data which is coming in, it's giving you recommendations on what's going on. Plus, it's also giving you recommendations of the latest versions. So you don't have to update your BPA need to run it. It's all done in the background on the data you actually provide. So there are some security and compliance testing for Active Directory, for security ACS replacement, but also for SQL, and a lot more are coming. So this is one of the things that will give you a huge insight in your environment based on the things collected during the OMS uploads. And last but not least, you have backup and recovery. You have a clear view of what's going on in your backup sphere. You can protect and extend your data center. There are more things coming on that side, but for now, you can easily manage your Azure backup and see whether it's running, how many machines are connected, and how much data is stored in the environment. So these four blocks, they have a lot of solutions in there. I'm not going to go over all solutions. That's something which I'm going to do later on. But you have to remember that these four blocks are the pillars that OMS is built on to give you more insights out of the box and also more easily. This is all based on data that Microsoft is receiving of all OMS customers. So everyone who's uploading their data is helping to improve the system, in fact. So what are the solutions? I made a print screen, but this print screen is already outdated as soon as I create a print screen, because there are solutions added over and over again, not on a daily basis, but still Microsoft is investing a lot of money or a lot of time into these solutions, and the solutions are not management packs. They are solutions are small templates which are used on top of your data to give you the insight. I'm going to show you later on all the solutions, but you can see that backup is in there, AD assessment to see whether your Active Directory is healthy and that it's working according to the best practices. You have SQL assessment, you have a configuration assessment, so a lot of assessment in there. Capacity planning, that's also to manage your environment security and audit. Wire data is something which is using your network traffic between agents you selected to send data up to the cloud, that you can see that there are dark corners in your environment. Azure Site Recovery, alert management. So a lot of cool things are in there, but it's basically up to you to decide which one you're going to use and which one you actually want to use. You don't have to install them all. They don't come and all by default. If you don't find anything there, there's always the huge fast community around OMS, which is growing in a lightning speed on a daily basis. So if you have questions, if you have questions about these solutions, my email or my Twitter handle is on the first page of this slide deck. Feel free to reach out if you have a question. And I don't have a number by head, but if I give you a number now, as soon as you are seeing this presentation on Channel 9, it will be outdated. It's not that there are solutions added on a daily basis, but Microsoft is again investing a lot of resources to get these solutions to the outside world. Plus, they're also evaluating and even improving the existing solutions. So what are the expectations? Those are my personal expectations, of course. More and more solutions will be available through Microsoft. Microsoft has a lot of cool ideas with OMS, and those solutions will be, again, provided free of charge, as long as you use the free tier or the other tiers. The solutions are there. It's just an issue on how long you want to have the retention and how much data you put in there. Another expectation, and that's in the future / near future, partners or providers of management packs will embrace the OMS environment and will give you their OMS plugin to upload your personal data into the OMS sphere as well. I created my Nest monitoring management pack, and I'm uploading also my Nest data onto my environment I'm going to show you later on. But it's possible, OMS is built with an open system, so it's possible to send your own data in there as well to create what Microsoft is intending, to create one box with everything in there, and it's up to you with the search query to create your own insights. That's basically the definition of OMS. So you have all your data, and Microsoft is providing you with views through the solutions, but it's also possible to create your own views with the search queries. So how do I install this? It's not like installing with a management pack. You just go to the solution gallery, you choose the solutions you want, and it's added straight from the OMS website. Again, the OMS website is www.microsoft.com/OMS, so not that hard to forget. And more are added on a regular basis, as I explained earlier on. So if every time I make a habit when I open my OMS, I just go to the solution gallery to see whether there are new cool things and new toys I can play with. And if there's a new one, I feel like kid in the toy store because I want to test drive it right away. There are solutions which I test drive, test driven, but which were not significant for me. So at that point, I can just remove them and the tile is removed and that's it. So it's always cool to play with it. It's not that like you install a management pack, and if you want to remove it again, there are dependencies or whatsoever. This is all very straightforward and simple. And data will be populated automatically. The only side note there is if you install a solution, it can take up to some hours before data is coming in, because the aggregation needs to be done on the data which is in your OMS workspace. So some are coming up right away, and some just need a couple of hours to populate. But that's also indicated on the tile which the solution is, so that's fine. So do I need solutions? This is actually a question I got when I was presenting during an event on OMS. And people were going like, yeah, well, OMS is a search query thing. I'm creating my own overviews whatsoever. Do I need solutions? Well, my answer is very straightforward, yes. It's not that you need them to use OMS, but you need them to create your insights. They give you insights right away, and Microsoft is basically giving them for free to give you the insights. So why don't you take advantage of them? And if you don't like them, you can always just remove the tile and go from there. A description is given per solution. I copy-pasted here the malware assessment. Malware assessment is based on malware protection status on your servers, and it's tapping into the System Center endpoint protection. So it's giving you an overview instead of looking into the SCCM console. It's giving you an overview in the OMS workspace how you are doing with protecting your servers from malware. They are also constantly developed and tuned by Microsoft. It's not that there's a version like on a management pack. Microsoft at the back end is owning the development of the management packs. So in fact, they are constantly improving on customer feedback, but also on experience they have in their environment. So you always get the best and the latest, greatest of those solutions. It's show wow demo time. I'm gonna switch to my environment, and I'm gonna showcase you some of the solutions and the scenarios you can use those solutions with. And afterwards, I'm going in the second demo, or the second part of this presentation. I'm gonna try to give you some quick tips and tricks to get the search queries going, to create your own environment, and to create your own insights. So let me just switch to my environment here for a sec. So when I open my OMS, I'm coming into my environment, and these tiles, in fact, are my solutions. So if you open a new environment, these tiles will be not here, That was one of the confusions I got in the beginning, but also a lot of users, when they start, they say, hey, I have my OMS, but nothing is coming in. And they click on log search, and they get a lot of things that they need to learn fast and they need to learn right away. So if you go to the solution gallery, this is basically the same thing as the online catalog for the management packs. And you're seeing here that there are things coming soon. So the app dependency monitor is coming soon. You get a description what the app dependency monitoring is doing. For example, this one is based on discovery of all TCP dependencies between servers. So this is giving you an entire view of your applications which are tapping into different components. This is coming soon, but they are not indicating a date. So you have to check back a couple of times or keep an eye on Twitter or some RSS feeds or the OMS blog to see actually when it's available. Another thing which is coming as well is Azure Network Analytics and the containers. Microsoft is hugely investing in containers, so OMS is in that sphere again as well. Something I didn't point out yet is that OMS is transparent to your Azure environment, but also to your on-prem. So as the OMS can be in the middle of your hybrid cloud and give you an insight over both environments. If we see, I took this print screen, but you see the app dependency monitor, the Azure network and analytics and the containers are already there. You see, they are all free, and the ones which I installed are owned. So I have my alert management, my automation, change tracking, etc., wired data. But I'm not using my capacity planning because you need a VMM agent, and I'm running my lab on my laptop, which I call the Beast. But it's installed with a Windows 8 OS, so the VMM agent is not installable on that one. That's something I need to fix later on if I find some time between 3 and 5 a.m. So that's something I intend to do to showcase also the capacity planning. But if you, even if you don't have the capacity planning, you can always see the print screens. So you see the utilization. You see a point in time when there's no capacity left. And it's based on the capacity. The solution works only when your servers are connected to Operations Manager, so not directly. And VMM connectivity must be configured and actively collecting. So there are some requirements, and the requirements are also noticed here. So you have the description, the requirements, and you have data collected. So Microsoft is also giving you insights in what data is used and how it's used. So to get back to my environment, I already uploaded some solutions. I have one here, which is, could not get data, so I'm just going to refresh this one. This one is already open for a long time, so. And there it is again. So let's see, I'm going to showcase you, for example, the AD assessment. So the assessment used to be BPA. But now Microsoft is using the vast majority of data to give you guidelines on how you can improve your environment. When I'm showcasing this to an Active Directory admin, most of the time they are dazzled because they think that they are working from scratch on the BPA according to the best practices. But then they see that their directory partitions are not backed up frequently. So you get a high priority recommendation here. And you can click on it, and it will give you, in fact, a full explanation what the suggested action is and the affected objects, what you need to actually do. So it's not only pinpointing you what the error is or the threat is, but it's also giving you, based on the knowledge base of Microsoft, an exhaustive list of things you can do to remediate the problem. And next time, when there's a scan of your domain controller, this will disappear because, in fact, it will have seen that already the backup has been taken. And in the background, this can be easily Seeing that the backup has been successful, event ID is locked or in WMI or whatsoever. So if we go back to the overview, so that's AD. You see here that my Active Directory is doing pretty well because there's 106 checks which are passed. There's one low priority recommendation and one high priority recommendation. Alert management is basically the same as this is all the alerts which are coming in from Operations Manager. So you don't have to open the Operations Manager console. You can see the alerts here. Another one which I briefly mentioned is the malware. So I have 16 machines, and in fact, four of those don't have real-time protection. And this is based on event ID 270 of System Center Endpoint Protection. So if I see here, I get an overview of all the machines which don't have SCEP installed. And this one, I see here, for example, that at 11.12, 8.42, it was detected as no real-time protection. So I can take action on this, and next time it will give an event ID that the endpoint protection is working fine, and this one will disappear from the list. So even if someone installs a machine and they forget to upload the SCEP, or the SCEP is not updating, it's all shown here. I'm just going to browse through this. Again, these are all free, so feel free to start playing with them and start working with them. Another one I want to showcase you, for example, and this is something which recently came up, but it's something which is pretty cool. This is the computer's missing required update, so the update assessment. I've showcased this to some SDCM guys, and they were pretty impressed that it's so easy to actually see what's going on. Now, my environment is pretty well patched, so I spinned up some machines in Azure, and in Azure you can actually choose to go two images back, so two patched Tuesdays back. So if you want to showcase this, that's maybe a small quick tip, is just spin up some machines with intentionally some updates not installed, and then it will showcase you the data, because my online environment is also mentioned. My on-prem environment is also managed by SCCM, and SCCM is doing a good job, so it's patching everything, so this is always zero. So what's in here? I see that 50% of my machines are missing critical updates. I get a list of all the machines which are missing critical updates, security updates, or other. It's 90 days and 30 days. And here I get the classification. So 59 updates are missing on my six machines. So if I click this one, I get a list of all the updates which are at this point missing. And this is something pretty cool, because it's not giving me just a list of updates. It's making a classification. It's telling me the age of the updates. It's the updates older than 41 days. This is all based on search queries that Microsoft is using in the background, and it's giving you just a number. So these are insights that are created, in fact, by Microsoft to give you a small number instead of trying to get your own insights. And this is something that a lot of SCCM guys were really raving about, because at this point you get an estimate to install these 59 updates. It will take 12 minutes approximately. And this is not based on something that Microsoft tested on one machine. They tested it on all machines which are connected through the OMS sphere. So if I go to the results, this particular security update for .NET Framework 4.5.1, if I go to show more, it will show me, in fact, that the install time prediction seconds is 31 seconds, 31.7 to be exact. And this is based on all the info which is coming back to OMS, and it's giving you an estimate based on all this info. It's even giving you an install deviation rate second. So in your environment, 100% of the installations were done between 31.2 and 32.2. So you have a clear estimate on exactly how long it will take to patch this machine, so you can actually see that you don't need a patch window of half an hour, or you don't need a patch window of an hour or whatsoever to install these updates. And it's also giving you the opportunity to see that it's approved. Of course, it's approved. It's optional, false, so it's needed. But it's also giving you a possibility to see whether you need to reboot the machine. IRB can request a reboot. You have others which request a reboot right away. And you have here also the KB, which you can easily open, and then you get the knowledge base AD right away in OMS. So you don't have to go and look it up. So all this data is in the OMS sphere right away. That's pretty cool in my opinion. Another one which I'm going to showcase you, that's just to show that you have a scenario, a patch planning. You see that all your machines are missing some set of patches after a patch Tuesday, and you can make an estimate how long it will take per machine or for all machines to get them patched with a small set of patches. Another thing which I'm going to showcase briefly is also the SQL assessment. The SQL assessment, I'm not doing quite well on the SQL side here apparently. So this is all giving me the option. This is familiar with the Active Directory assessment, and it's also showcasing you that Microsoft is giving you, or OMS is giving you, a single interface for all the assessments. So you get the pie charts, you get the recommendations. So it's not that all solutions are created separately or use another way of giving you the info. There's a standardized method of showing you all the info, and all these pie charts are of course always updated by default. One small thing before we move over to, let's see, I'm going to refresh once more. One small thing which I'm going to showcase you before moving to the search queries is in fact the wire data. This is something which came in recently as well. And the wire data is, like mentioned before, capturing all the data which is coming in from your environment between different servers. So you see here that I'm using 54.6 gigabytes between on my subnet. And you can see here by the local subnet how long and how much data is used on my subnet. This takes quite some time, so I'm just going to back this one up because we have a lot of other cool things to see. And there are in fact 15 agents, and my SCCM site server is creating the most traffic because it's exporting and it's sending out my patches. And on a second place, of course, it's my SCOM and then the SQL. So these three are in fact using 60 gigabytes of data. You have the active computers, you have the account authentication, so that's also the security auditing, so you see how many accounts are using active computers, software changes, recommendations. And briefly, you see here already some of the out-of-the-box search queries. So that's on the solutions. Again, feel free to add them, remove them, check them out again. The system update assessment, as soon as my machines are updated, this will be updated to a blue or a green one when all the updates are done. The change tracking is also a cool one. I don't have a lot of time to showcase you because I want to showcase also the search queries, of course. So let's go back to my slide deck for a sec. This was the first show whoa demo time. This is actually not a picture of me, just to be clear. So this is a picture of one of my favorite animated TV shows. And for people who are not familiar with The Simpsons, when Mr. Burns yells, "Release the hounds," you have exactly 2 seconds to run away. So now we are going to release the search query, because the search query will hunt down your insights in the vast amount of data, and it will gather all these insights and make sure that you actually can use those insights to create your own personal monitoring scenarios or your insights, and use the actually the, use the huge benefits of OMS. Is search query hard to master? In my opinion, not. If you have some common sense and if you are thinking clearly what you want to achieve, first of all, you need to know what you want to see. And if you already know what you want to see, it's just basically selecting a lot of things. And a lot of things are already out of the box delivered, so maybe some small modification is sometimes enough to give you the insights. It's autofill in the tool as well, which I'm going to showcase you later on. It's based on your insights, so it's up to you to decide what you want to see and use the search query to actually use that, because all the data is gathered in the back, and even if you don't have the data, you can decide to upload the data and you can save the popular ones. So you can create your own search queries, of course. Why would we want to create our own search queries? Because we have the solutions. The solutions are cool, but they are giving you all the insights based on what Microsoft thinks you want to see. But if you want to see something different, it's always cool to have your own search query and save it on your dashboard. You can schedule them even to generate notifications. So you can save a search query, schedule it to run it at a certain interval and give you an update on different things or something which happened on your environment. And the examples are, of course, right in the workspace, which I showcased you earlier and which I'm going to showcase you now. I'm sorry I'm going through the slide deck a little bit fast, but I really want to dig into my environment again. So it's even more show demo time at this point. Go open my environment again. So we've talked about the solutions, but if we go here and we go to the log search, we get already in the different solutions, we already get a lot of environments or a lot of examples of search queries. I said show queries off. If you want to see the queries themselves, you can actually see the query if you hover over them as well. And this can be, in the beginning, I admit, a little bit intimidating, because a lot of things or like type and then recommendation period whatsoever. But if you want to build your own search query, it's a small tip is to start from something you already have. Let's say I want to have all the free disk space in my environment. You can use the performance metric. So just go to your environment. You say, this is one thing I'm always doing. You just go to your connected sources. So I have seven servers which are connected by directly, and I have my VLabs.com 2012, 11 servers in there. I just open this up, and it will give me an overview of all the data which came in from my management group. So, for example, my DC is in here, my distribution point, and my operations manager, and so if I go to my SQL server, for example, I get all the data which is coming in from my SQL server. So I have 676,000-ish results. I have 30 metrics. So the results are all the events which are uploaded, and I have 30 metrics, and the metrics are, in fact, the ones you've sent with the performance. This is the window which is showing you when the data came in. I'm using a laptop, so my data came in here when I fired up my laptop the 8th, and then you see all the data which are coming in, and most of the data is wire data, security events. You have other events, you have performance, and you have SQL assessment recommendations. All these different things here, all the different fields you can use to put a search query on there. Let's say, for example, we want to have a sequence number. No, that's not changed. We have the local subnet here. So these are all the things. This is wire data. I'm just going to scroll through this. it's all wire data. So if we want to see what wire data is, we can use all these, but I'm just going to showcase you now the metrics. So these metrics are gathered. So this is near real-time performance data. And every 10 seconds, this is uploaded to the environment. So you get a huge example of what your disk disk rate is. And if you leave this open, it will even give you a light blue line saying that data is still coming in. How are these gathered? These are the default data which is coming in. You have Windows event logs, default ones are system and application, operations manager as well. But I added, for example, Microsoft Windows Security Netlog on to upload my security events. I'm going to showcase that in just a sec. But this is something I wanted to showcase first, the counter name. So these are all in here by default. And I added this one. I added these just to show how easy it is to get them in. You just go into your environment and you find the Windows performance metric, or you just start typing the name here, for example, logical disk. And it will even give you, based on a standard set, already the possibility to select something here, so you don't have to type it. So a lot of things in OMS are selectable and predefined, so you just go to logical disk idle time. I want to add this, let's say every 60 seconds, save. And now all machines will actually use, will actually upload their logical disk processor idle time as well. So if you have a lot of things you want to showcase in your environment based on performance, you can add them here. To go back to my connected sources, yesterday I uploaded my put my server data in here, and for example, for the SQL one, I want to see my free disk space. That's not uploaded by default. So yesterday I uploaded it. I get 30 metrics. Those are the default ones. And if I scroll down here, let's see. I think it's on the second page. I get the logical disk, the processor, and this is my free megabytes or the free space. It's pretty consistent at this point at 20%, but if this goes lower, you can even generate an alert that it's below a certain threshold if you save the search query. To go back to the search queries themselves, so I'm going to do a log search, and for example here, I want all failed login attempts by accounts, and to explain what's going on. So the type I'm using, so first of all, you start with a type, and the type I want is security events. If you see here, these are all the events which are coming in. If you start from scratch, it will give you, like I mentioned, a security event wire data. So if you start working with the type and the security event, and then afterwards the event ID, which I'm interested in, is 4625. So most of the time, if you don't know the event, or if you've seen an occurrence in your event viewer on-prem, it's easy to translate that to OMS and see how many times it occurred, but not only on that server, but on all servers. So you get a clear view whether it's an isolated problem or a problem on all servers. And here I have measured count, so I want to count something, and log on account by account, and from the high level to low level. So I see here that my DAS account has some failures. So if I click it, I get all the results when actually my account was not able to log in, and I can take appropriate action. Plus, I also get the event data, which is sent from my environment. So I see here that SCOM Management Server 3 initiated the issue against SQL 01. It's good to have those search queries, but it's even better to have them saved. So if you have a search query, you can save them in My Dashboard. And My Dashboard is having some search queries which I really like. For example, the WSUS synchro failures, the WSUS synchro failures are used in an session to showcase that you can also monitor SCCM. And this is also a cool feature. If you select the search query itself, it will give you your most recent queries, but it will also give you the possibility to start from scratch. For example, source system is, and then it will give you an explanation here. So if you hover over something, you can always use this to see the recommendation string whatsoever, what's going on. So I have two errors saying that there is an issue. And this is my search query. If I go back to my dashboard, I can showcase this like this, or I can say, hey, this is actually the same search query, but this happened two times. And I can even change this query. So if I do customize, I want to customize this one. I can say, okay, I want a threshold if it's over 0 or over 1 even. I want to be notified that it's changing in another color. I'm just going to save this one. So now if I say 10, it will be blue. And when it reaches 10, it will be another color. So this is your environment where you can save your search queries and take benefit from them. Again, I encourage you to try and use those log search queries and also the examples, because there are a lot of cool examples in there which you can use. For example, here I have my electricity consumption, so all the different counts that came from my electricity consumption, which I monitor with Ops Manager, came here. And for example, when I want to have all, I'm just gonna see whether I can get my counter value. Counter value more than 2000. Invalid, it's counter value. I need to. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave this now. But if you have the counter value here, show reference, you can actually see that you can select all the counters of a certain value and start working with those. I just have to remove this one, I think. Counter value measure, and then you can see that the counter value is, for example, let's see. It's already out here. I'm a little bit low on time, but I'm going to showcase that during a blog post. So I can also use this to graph my electricity consumption. There are things coming in this sphere, but for now, you just go to your electricity consumption, and you just go through your results and say, I want the metric. And if I want the metric, I can actually show here the metric based on the data which is coming in. And the data which is coming in here is in fact that I'm doing at 800 at this point. So that's just to showcase what's all possible, because this is sent in by an event and the event is taken to make a metric. So let's go back to my environment for a sec, because I'm a little bit low on time. Is there anything else I need to know? I ended my previous session with that as well. Let's get things clear. OMS solutions are no management packs, so they are not based on classes and whatsoever. They're just giving you insights on what's going on in your environment, and they are generated by Microsoft, so it's not possible to use overrides or whatsoever. Please start mastering the search query language. There are a lot of cool things in there, and it's not that hard to master because a lot of things are in there by default and you can actually use them. OMS is as powerful as you make it, so OMS gives you the solutions out of the box, but it can also be a very powerful tool if you master the search queries for your scenarios. And like I mentioned on the other webinar, Ops Manager is still not a replacement for Operations Manager and probably never will, because Microsoft is highly investing in the Better Together strategy, saying that Operations Manager and OMS can be standalone, but if you combine them, you get the 360 view on all the different systems you want. To wrap up, I included some links. I have a quick start guide, which is available on my blog. Of course, the official Microsoft.com OMS URL and the official OMS page where they give you all the insights and all the different updates on OMS and whatsoever. So this wraps up my webinar. So if you have more questions, I think we can open IM. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope you have some insights now, a little bit more insights. And again, to wrap up, I will definitely like to encourage you to start working with OMS in the free tier and see how this can actually create insights in your environment. So.